Before we start the podcast, we wanted to let you know about WestOS. If you're a teacher or pupil at a school in Scotland, then you now have access to hundreds of quality assured video lessons created by teachers to support your remote learning. You should be able to find WestOS within the app library of Glow, where you can add the tile to your own personal launchpad. Click on the tile and you'll have immediate access to stream lessons in every area of the Scottish curriculum, with video lessons already available for biology at National 5, Higher and Advanced Higher. Now let's get on with the podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Leckie Textbooks, Revision Guides and Practice Papers, everything you need to learn, review and prepare for your senior phase assessments. Browse the books at www.leckiescotland.co.uk and get 40% off using the discount code LeckiePodcast40. We're thrilled by the overwhelming support for our episodes featuring top-notch experts delving into various biological realms. Thanks to the feedback from higher biology students, we're launching shorter, punchy revision episodes. Get ready for quick summaries of key areas to turbocharge your exam prep. These short episodes can support your exam preparation and are not intended to replace other important aspects of your revision. Imagine the DNA of an organism as a sprawling manuscript, detailing the intricate instructions for its development, growth, and function. Now, imagine tiny typos, scribbles, or even missing paragraphs scattered throughout that manuscript. These are mutations. Let's start with the basics. What exactly are mutations? Well, they're random changes in the DNA sequence that can lead to either no protein being produced or an altered protein being synthesized. Now, there are two main categories of mutations: single gene mutations and chromosomal mutations. Let's break them down. Single gene mutations involve the alteration of a DNA nucleotide sequence. There's three types of single gene mutations: substitution of one nucleotide for another, insertion of an extra nucleotide, and deletion of a nucleotide. Now, many candidates find defining a single gene mutation difficult, so remember that they all involve changes in the nucleotide sequence. Substitution mutations, where one nucleotide is swapped or substituted for another, are point mutations. This means that during transcription and translation of the DNA to protein, only one amino acid is altered. Point mutations can either be missense, nonsense, or splice site. Missense substitution mutations change a codon so that a different amino acid is produced following transcription and translation. This can result in the shape of the protein changing so that it cannot carry out its function. However, some changes in amino acid may not have any significant effect. Nonsense substitution mutations occur when a substitution mutation creates a stop codon. This means that during transcription of the DNA, transcription stops prematurely and a shorter protein is produced during translation. Many candidates find describing the effects of a nonsense mutation tricky. It's important to remember that these mutations affect stop codons. Splice site mutations occur when the substitution mutation results in some introns being retained and or some exons not being included in the mature mRNA transcript. Insertion single gene mutations involve the addition of a DNA nucleotide into the DNA sequence. From the point of insertion, each amino acid is altered during transcription and translation of the DNA sequence into a polypeptide. This is known as a frameshift mutation. Frameshift mutations cause all of the codons and all of the amino acids after the mutation to be changed. Frameshift mutations therefore have a major effect on the structure of the protein being produced. When it comes to deletion single gene mutations, a nucleotide is omitted or deleted from the DNA sequence. This too is a frameshift mutation, as every amino acid from that position of the deletion mutation is altered during transcription and translation. Now let's look at chromosomal mutations. A chromosomal mutation involves a change in the number or structure of a chromosome or a section of a chromosome. There are four types of chromosomal mutations: duplication, deletion, inversion, and translocation. Duplication chromosomal mutations occur when a section of a chromosome is added from its homologous partner. Deletion chromosomal mutations occur when a section of a chromosome is removed. Inversion chromosomal mutations occur when a section of a chromosome is reversed through 180 degrees. And translocation chromosomal mutations occur when a section of a chromosome is added to a chromosome that's not its homologous partner. In higher biology, we also need to be aware of the importance of mutations and gene duplication in evolution. Duplication allows potential beneficial mutations to occur in a duplicated gene, whilst the original gene can still be expressed to produce its protein. Mutations are fundamental to the study of biology because they shape the diversity of life, contribute to disease and health outcomes, drive evolutionary processes, and offer opportunities for advancements in biotechnology and medicine. Now, if time allows, why not have a listen to our previous episode on mutations with Professor Nathan Lentz from City University of New York in the United States, who provides a much more in-depth insight into this key area with some really great examples and explanations. So hit subscribe on whatever platform you get your podcasts, so you don't miss the rest of our short summary episodes, nor our regular episodes with leading experts. And remember, this quick summary is intended as just one element of your broader revision plan. There are lots of resources available via GLOW, such as Scholar or West to West, as well as BBC Bite Size. Or why not check out one of Leckie's great revision books and use the code LeckiePodcast40 to get 40% off on their website, www.leckiescotland.co.uk.